The Inner Cry, Part 38. God asks you to pay sleepless and breathless attention to your heart's inner cry. Sri Chinmoy. Always the inner cries and the inner tears have to be kept in good health. Sri Chinmoy. If a train is heading to where we most want to go, we will do what we must to obtain a ticket on that train. Our inner cry is the ticket to our destination, the passageway to our soul, our lifeline to God, our protection against ignorance and spiritual regression, our passport to happiness, progress, fulfillment, perfection, illumination, and ultimate satisfaction. Of all our possessions, attributes, qualities, and capacities, our inner cry is paramount, the only truly indispensable reality in our lives. Therefore, protecting, cultivating and enhancing our inner cry is simply our top priority. The outer flows always from the inner. To keep our inner cries in good health means to tend the roots of the tree, for the roots are the tree's source. The health of the roots determines the tree's stature, appearance, and well-being. If we neglect our inner cry, it fades and withers, loses its power and effectiveness, and everything else in our life, inner and outer, the branches, leaves, flowers, and fruits of our life tree, suffer and wither accordingly. We can imagine that we exist only as our inner cry. We do not have a body, vital, mind, or even a heart. Our entire being, all that we have, all that we are, and all that we will ever need, is our inner cry and nothing else. Feel that we can exist without food, water, or even air. But we cannot exist without our treasure of treasures, our inner cry. For only inside the nest of our inner cry can we be truly safe and our destination assured.